Now let us move towards understanding about the cheat funds. About cheat funds. Now cheat funds plays a very important role in a financial development of the people by providing easier access to the credit to the needy. It is one of the main part of the unorganized money market industry. Unorganized way. Okay? So cheat fund companies are a category is non-banking financial companies. And these are exempt from being registered with the Reserve Bank of India. No registration is required. Cheat funds. Cheat fund companies. The regulator of the cheat fund is a register of cheats who is appointed by the respective state government under the Section 61 of the Cheat Fund Act. Reserve Bank of India has allowed non-resident Indians to subscribe to the cheat funds without limit or on condition that they cannot take the money out of the country, opening new avenue to boost the foreign currency inflow. NRI subscription to the cheat funds should be brought into the normal banking channel, including an account maintenance with the bank in India. Cheats are defined in Section 2 of the Cheat Fund Act 1982 as cheat means the transaction were called cheat. Cheat fund, cheaty, or committee, or curry, or by any other name, by under which the person enter into an agreement with the specified persons, that every one of them shall subscribe a certain sum of money, okay, by way of periodical installments over a definite period of time, and that each such subscriber shall in his turn, as a determined by the lot or by auction or by tender or in such other manner as may be specified in the cheat agreement, be entitled to the prize amount. In short, popularly, it is called as a BC. BC. This is a cheat fund, right? A cheat fund is nothing but a financial instrument that is a combination of savings and borrowing. It is a part of India's financial system for more than centuries. At the initial or fundamental level, in a cheat fund, a group of people or subscribers agree to contribute fixed amount every month for a fixed period of time of the corpus. This amount is auctioned to the lower bidder, and leftover funds are distributed equally amongst the remaining members as a dividend after deducting the organizer's commission. This is the best understood via example. If we start with the cheat fund, the scheme with 20 members, each paying monthly installment of Indian rupees 5,000, the first month's corpus will be rupees 1 lakh. At the time of auction, whichever member bids or submit that I want that loan, okay, they submit the bid, the maximum discount gets to take home the amount called as a prize money. So If the maximum discount is Indian rupees 25,000, the prize money of Indian rupees 75,000 will be received by the winner. This is how it functions. This discount amount of Indian rupees 20 or 25,000 is distributed equally amongst the 20 members. After deducting the organizer's fee, which is typically a 5% of the cheat value, and that is 5% of 1 lakh comes to rupees 5,000. For the winner, the cheat fund acts as a borrowing scheme, and for the remaining members, the fund provides the returns on the amount that they have invested Indian rupees 1,000 in this case. The process is repeated for next 19 months because 20 members are there. First member has gone. He has been allotted. He has bid. His bid is honored. So 19 members remain. So it will continue to go on up to the number of months equal to number of members left out. Okay. The borrower continues to get a dividend as per the above scenario. Hence, towards the end of the cheat group life cycle, everyone pays the same money, but what they get depends on when they take. Now, for example, a person who wins the prize money in the beginning would get Indian rupees 75,000. And the one who waited till the end of will get 95,000 by bidding a smaller discount amount. But both the people will pay approximately 85,000 for the entire duration. Now, types of cheat funds. Cheat fund schemes are organized by the financial institution, informal money market players like traders, money lenders, and private financiers. The schemes are also floated by the group of friends, relatives, neighbors. And there are three types of cheat funds which are available in India now. One, state-run cheat fund. What is the state-run cheat fund? This category includes the cheat funds that are operated by state government. These funds are the state operated. The chances of losses are minimal. Minimum. And the business process are transparent. The good example is a Mysore Sales International Limited and the Kerala State Financial Enterprises Limited are the example of the state-run cheat funds. Another is registered cheat fund. These are privately run cheat funds, registered with the Registrar of Cheats and regulated by the state government under the directive of Reserve Bank of India guided by Cheat Fund Act 1982. These are considered as a safe as they are regulated under the legal framework and hence the risk is covered completely. Third one is unregistered cheat funds. These type of cheat funds are operated by the group of friends, relatives, peer groups or colleagues. The investment in this unregistered fund is considered as a risky as they do not come under the purview of any law. So despite the personal risk associated with the participating in this unregistered cheat funds, which is very common across the country, they are usually formatted or formed by the close group of associates or mostly all subscribers are known to each other. Coming down to understand little bit advantages of investing in cheat funds. What are the advantages in investing in cheat funds? You are investing your hard-earned money. And it is imperative that the weigh pros and cons. If you choose the cheat fund, it should be because they suit your requirement and you understand how it works. This is very versatile financial system because it works both on investment and borrowing. And when you pay monthly installment, you invest that money, and when you win the auction, you borrow against the subsequent installment. Cheat funds let you borrow. They allow you to borrow a lump sum amount without providing any formal collateral. No collateral is required, as opposed to the banks or other financial institutions. And the rate of interest is also much lower than what the bank would be offering. From the taxation point of view, while the overall income is subject to income tax, the dividend earned per month are neither taxable nor tax deductible. Any losses can be claimed as a business loss. Therefore, the cheat funds are easy to join, especially to your social collaterals, which is and where you are getting the money. It can be used to any way you want: travel, medical, business, marriage, education, or any other financial emergency. At the society level, you are promoting the culture of saving, as each member is expected to contribute a fixed amount regularly at regular interval. Therefore, to some extent, the cheat funds are level playing field by providing access to the money for the financially excluded communities, very downtrodden, small communities, which they do not know the bank and all other things. Therefore, this is an advantage in the country like India, where bulk of the population works in the informal sector and obtain a formal loan is difficult for the average person. Now let us understand a little bit risk which is involved in these cheat funds. What is the risk? People are known to each other, all the members, they are aware of each other. So cheat funds are also suffer from some of the bad reputation, because they have been misused in the past and the many scams were happened. So the first risk is a lack of financial literacy. General populace means unscrupulous people can promise the huge return on the investment in the name of cheat fund, which they have no intention of fulfilling. They may also administrative loopholes and gaps in the policy and dupe the people like anything. Investing in unregistered cheat fund is perhaps the biggest risk, because unregistered cheat fund do not fall under any purview of any law or regulated by way of registered cheat funds are. And the organizers cannot be held to any promise made by them and may misuse the pooled funds also. Therefore, the unregistered cheat funds are usually run by the people who are known to each other, but the organizers may decide to expand the group without checking the creditworthiness of the members, leading to the trust deficit amongst the member. There is also a risk of the members who are defaulting the payment, especially if they have already owned a previous round of auction. The registered cheat group must deposit at least 100% of their cheat value with the registrar of the cheat prior to the commencement of the cheat schemes. This deposit will certainly be refunded on the successful completion of the cheat life cycle. But to avoid paying this, a company that runs the registered cheat fund may run groups that are unregistered. So as an investor, you have to specifically ensure that the funds that you are investing in is registered so that your money falls under the regulatory safety net. Little bit about do's and don'ts. What you can do under the chit fund? One thing, make sure that chit fund is registered by the checking, by certificate of registration, and the registration number is provided or issued by the registrar of chits. Okay? Then, cross-check if it is issued previous sanction order and which is valid as per your state government's portal. And if there is no portal, check the authenticity of the chit funds company and then copy of the chit agreement that you get. And the third one is, insist on getting the copy of the chit agreement registered with the state regulator. This is equivalent to the bond document that you will get when you invest in LIC bond. Right? Now, some of the don'ts. This you can do it. And what are the don'ts? What you should not do? Number one, do not invest in unregistered chit fund as they are not legally protected or backed by the guarantee of the regulators. Number two, do not invest in the company that has a complaint of pending court cases against them. And last, number three, registered chit funds are not allowed to conduct any business other than the chit business if the company you are investing has other business interests. Please keep away such kind of companies. If anyone asks you, if anyone asks you to invest in a scheme where you need to add some members to earn the higher commission, stay away from him. Stay away from it. Okay? As most likely it will be the Ponzi scheme. Or if the company is asking you to deposit in their sister companies, then it could be a trap also. Another don't is this, if the bid pattern are not disclosed or the auctions are not conducted in fairly manner, this can sign that investors are being defrauded. And the last don't is, if the payments are not being made by the company beyond 30 days after you submit your securities or social collateral, any other document, it is red flag. Raise complaint against the company to the registrar or regulator immediately. This is don't. Some other do's are, try to know the promoters wherever possible and ensure that they are financially knowledgeable. Second, do's, maintain discipline in investment and ensure that you are financially prepared to contribute throughout the chit fund cycle. And the last do is, ensure you get the proper passbook receipt for every payment that you are making and keep the record of them. Attend the auction and follow up the payments if you win. Investing in registered chit fund is always good. And it is a good financial decision for the investor, as their maturity period is usually short and the subscription amount is small. It is affordable. And the investment can be designed to suit the individual needs. Paying regular installments will help you to bring a discipline to your finances, and it can be a reliable source of funds in an emergency. However, while investing, you must also be cognizant of the pitfalls and the regulatory gaps. at the individual level, a key consideration should be a credibility and the creditworthiness of the company and the fund's promoters. Money which is invested in state-run companies or registered funds led by the private firms with a long record and financially sound promoters will definitely help you to be safe and financially secure. Friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on niche companies and cheat funds. Okay, thank you very much.